You see, sometimes when you think about your life and try and reminisce on some things that have been transpiring, sometimes it's just hard to understand. And all you have to do is sit down, basically fix yourself and love yourself first, and then the rest will follow.
Danny the storyteller once again.
Bana. Oh baby, nili ona kama ningeweza nana wewe. Kweli mimi nili shoot my shot. And right now I am happy with you. Baby, I have one question. Are you happy with me? Are you happy with me? Are you happy with me, baby? Oh, 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 are you happy with me? Are you happy with me? Are you happy with me, baby? Cause I know you make my world so beautiful. Now on the flowers, now on the butterflies. And baby, you're so beautiful, eh? I don't know, kama ninaweza ishi bila wewe, kwani umenishikilia hadi hapa right now. Look at us, to mess with some lanes, making some paper, baby, you know you're my queen. Mimi ni king, yule yani, ay, ay. Wengine waki ona songa kando, pray, ay. Oh, tumepiga magoti, tumemuomba Mola. And right now, look at us, baby, we flying so high. And I'm in the first class, baby, you're right next to me. Tunaenda kule, tunataka right now. Oh, are you happy with me, ay? Are you happy with me, ay? I got one question, are you happy with me, ay? Are you happy with me, ay? Oh baby, are you happy? Are you happy with me? Cause I just love you. You're my world and I really know you. And I owe you for being there for me. And right now I am happy. Are you happy with me, baby? Hey, hey, are you happy? Happy with me.
Hello, hello. Wagwan, wagwan, my loyal people. I hope you all are doing good from wherever you're tuning in from. That was Happy With Me by the one and only me, myself, and I, Danny the Storyteller. You know, we're trying to cook some things for you people here and there so that we can create some smooth vibes while we still get to talk about matters, mental health, and you know, the banter is always vibing. Yo, 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 before we even go far, I just want to give a big shout out to all the loyal fans who've been listening in, man. Like, even during my, you know, break, this almost 5 months period, right? October, November, December. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I still get some people telling me, yo, man, where did you disappear to? We want Just Chat podcast back. And I'm telling you guys, we are back with a bang. Episode 28 is here and we have plenty, plenty, plenty to talk about, guys. I just want to catch up with you. How you been? You know, how you been from wherever you're listening in from, if you're in the diaspora, anywhere globally, to my loyal 254 fans. I just want to say I love you so much. Thank you for supporting me. We literally got to 666 total listens and 113 listens on Spotify only. And I just want to say that's a big milestone for me. And I just want to thank you so much, so, so much. Well, if you're tuning in for the first time, my name, and as always, is Danny the Storyteller. You can call me Daniel. And this is Just Chat Podcast, where we get to have, you know, banter vibes with plenty of mental health talks, where we get to, you know, reminisce on our past, you know, my past, what I've been up to. I also want to know how you've been doing, if you've been coping, if you're going through something, you know. We just let it all out over here and just make sure that we are doing okay in our journey to, you know, anything. May be good in your profession, can be good in your relationships, you know, personal loving yourself. And I feel that that's a really intense topic for me, and I feel like this is the reason why I actually went away for a while. You know, the grind was there. I mean, I traveled a little bit. I need to clear my throat, guys. Sorry for this. I'm back. So, I did a little bit of traveling here and there. It was really rejuvenating. What have you been up to, man? This is my first episode this year. Like, do I even say Happy New Year? Because we're literally in the third month. We're in March 4th or that. Trust me, I sometimes lose track of time. Yeah, so we are on 3rd March 2024. Where am I even winging? We're in third March that 2024. Oh, guys, I missed you so much. The support has been immense. And if you're tuned in for the first time, as I said, welcome and feel at home. Stretch your legs, you know, drink some water, drink some wine, sit on it, you know. Eat some nice soul food and relax, because you're going to have to listen to plenty of things that are going to help you in one way or another, you know. And, well, today's topic is basically just about me telling you my escapades and my experience and what I have learned from them. First of all, I think it's essential for me as a person to wholly admit, and this is not to seek out any validation or judgment out there, but it's just to admit that sometimes in life you do go through some things, you know, and it's intense, you know. And sorry about that. I think I went for a split second. I went silent. Yo, but anyway, as I was saying, I think it's human enough that I have to admit that sometimes or at some point I was going through something that took a toll on me. And I'm not saying this is the reason why I actually went haywire. No, actually I went haywire because of an important gig that was out there and I really needed much of my attention. And I didn't want to bombard myself with a lot. Yo, excuses. Whack, right? yo, but seriously speaking, it is human nature to avoid how you're feeling. It is human nature to feel like you just want to smile around everyone and show them that you are, you know, I'm okay, man, how you doing? You know, that vibe, like, hey, mine endelea poa. No, hey, man, ata mimi, I've been working, I've been grinding, you know? But if you come to think of it, those people, because I've also experienced this, those people who are always smiling when they're around you, they want to have like an awesome aura around you. They want to make you smile, happy. Sometimes if you listen to them clearly, there's some things they say even while smiling. And if you are keen enough, you'd be like, I don't think he or she is okay. I think they are not okay. Because, for example, Maybe you're a football fan and you have friends who enjoy watching football with you, and you show up. And allegedly, or assuming, this is just an example, that the person comes and says, "Man, hey, being with you guys is better than being a loner out there." And as guys are typically, take it as a compliment. They're like, "Yeah, man, you also a vibe, wallahi." Or maybe they just wanted you to ask, "Yo, how are you doing? Are you okay? Is everything okay where you are?" Most humans find it hard to ask for help. I personally, for those who know me, asking for help has been the hardest thing for me, because if you guys follow my podcast, if you've listened to Life with a Beautiful Scar, you will get to know, a little bit about me and where I have been coming from and what I have been healing and trying to work towards, The ultimate goal is definitely peace, prosperity, wealth, being generous, humility, and I just like privacy. And I don't mean privacy by, isolating myself from people and pretending that I'm better than the rest. No, I mean isolation to the fact that I know to segment my grind. I know to segment my family when I get one. Still single, guys. I'm not complaining, but damn. Yeah, like that's the type of life most of us want. But we never consider our mental health. We never consider things that transpire maybe from old habits. It's been really tough for me. Even before we get there, I want to pose a question to, all of you, regardless of your gender, male, female, some situations bring you to a place where you basically don't even understand your heart anymore. And what I mean by this is, you ever felt something strong, an affection, an attraction, not lust, but genuinely you are so into, let me just say someone, stuck with someone, something, because this ain't about something. But then it's like, every single time you are trying your very best to keep yourself in check, make sure you're the best version of yourself for that specific person. But it's not clear who or what y'all really are. And I want you guys to forget the stereotype that is out there in wherever country you live in. But I want to talk about the 254, Kenya. The stereotype around here is men cheat, women can play around. The storyline is that you can never find someone who's like your ride or die. And if you sit down and look at it, it's gotten to a mental space where people are now actually killing each other in the name of love. And I'm putting this in quotes, because if you really understood what love is, then trust me, some things wouldn't even be placed or put out there. And some of them are just put as an understatement because y'all just don't want to admit the fact that you are into someone or something, like a habit. Personally, I have fought my addictions, doesn't have to be drugs per se. You can be addicted to someone, you can be addicted to TV, your phone, technology, all in all. And first of all, I still am learning to love myself. And honestly, it's been really, really taking a toll on me. Because some things, if your inner child was going through something when you were young, For example, for me, I did go through some things when I was young. Then they did majorly want me to. This is personally how I was before. Before now, it's dying down because I've learned to learn myself. I'm taking the self-help books. I am chilling with my dogs like 90% of the time when I'm not doing anything because, you know. Emotional type of support. We have like people in the military who retire with their dogs and use them for like an emotional support buddy. So for me, I just like their aura because for people who have pets out there, trust me, you do understand that the more you stay with your loved one, the more you stay with your pet, they get to understand you. You become linked in some type of way. They understand how you're feeling, they understand when you're angry. And so on and so forth, back to the basics. I hope you're sipping some water though, I bet sometimes you can listen to this and drift completely. You once it took kufikiria vitu zingine hapo, like the serious stuff. But take it easy, reminisce, think, flashback. But this time around, I just as I talk about my experience, I want you to think about yourself. No, here's the funny thing, or rather, something that really scared me when it came in as a flash. Let me just say, if visions were real, this was actually one. I'm saying if visions were real because I've never experienced a vision apart from this one. Because yo, this is out of this world. So, I sat down, and most families out there, middle class, wherever you're coming, any background that you're from, you do have your, ups and downs. Most dudes out there, correct me if I'm wrong, sometimes they do have a hard time getting along with their dads or moms. Personally, for me, it's been, on the he side. And I recently just sat down and saw, yo, okay, it's first good to admit that some of the behaviors that you are trying to demolish, some of the behaviors you're trying to kill from, generational vibe and stuff like that is trying to sneak in. You just see it and you're like, whoa, oh no way. I ain't doing this no more. I have to put my best foot forward. And personally, I do kickboxing. I don't think most people know. I don't think my family also knows. If they listen to this podcast, then maybe they know. But most of them don't know. A very small percentage of my relatives know. But yeah, anyway, that was just a metaphor, putting your best foot forward. So, not having a father figure for some time, really took a toll on me. I don't know about my big sister, yeah, but personally for me, you wanted that vibe, you wanted some talks, you wanted the vibe, before everything just turned into chaos. We were he He'd vibe, we'd chill, we'd go out, eat some, steak and eat some ugali, drink some soda, chill, talk. I loved it. But then when everything changed, that's on when I was in when I left primary school, I got to high school, things changed. And to be honest, that trauma has gone with me for the longest time until I sat down and realized that it's fucking me up and it's fucking my relationships, both professionally and unprofessionally. And unprofessionally, I mean, people, relationships with friends. And those who stuck by me always called on me to tell me, yo, nah, you need to fix this. And I just had to. I have to. And I am doing it. So, as I was saying, guys, when I realize this thing, it's like there's a habit that's coming in and it's there. Like I had ready. I was in it. Before I even realized it, I almost got into deep. And let me just give an example. Like, I was yesterday years old when I realized that loving myself is the best feeling ever. It's And I know it may be confusing when sometimes you're told to love yourself and you're like, how will I even love myself? Because we most people think that if you don't have the money, if you don't have the vibe, if you don't have the, the necessities to make yourself happy, then you can never be happy. I can say most of the things are secondary ones. You loving yourself and is understanding that no one can control how you feel and how you think. No one should get in your mind to a level that your temperament is affected by what they do, and your temperament is affected by their actions. There was a time I know if you're gonna listen to this, you're gonna relate. You there. But yo, people. Ah, before I forget, yo, I saw Qatar having tuned into my podcast. If you're the one in Qatar listening, you're a massive, massive, forget about that. A massive, massive shout out to you. You are something else because it went off the charts. And I just want to thank you for that. So, Rudi Sasa, as I told you, mintingiza gatuma vitu hapo katikati. As always. But here we go again. Feelings. So, when I was there in my high school life, when he'd pop in and out and probably disappear for a while and then come back, right now he's ever here, but my relationship with him is still something I'm trying to work on because sometimes it can become hard to forgive people, in as much as those people who read the Bible, the Quran tells you to forgive. Any religion actually tells you to forgive. But how many people actually get to that point of forgiveness completely? Pure of heart. Tell me right now. Because if it's not for the monks, I feel like those people have mastered everything. They keep peace to themselves because they keep themselves, intact with their humanity, intact with their spirituality. Kaizen, if you people know Kaizen, that thing has helped me a lot. The metaphor, the teachings, everything. You should definitely hit me up if you want the, I call it the playbook personally for me because it's helped me a lot. So in high school, well, it didn't affect me that much because most of my life I spent in school away from home. But the moments I was home, where you're told like you shouldn't hang out with your friends, when you're found out, when you're found, with some sort of friends, it just turned out to be a whole nother chaotic level of things. But then when you advance, the same people are the ones here telling you that you need friends. I'm like, hold up, huh? When I was young, every single thing I did trying to emulate and love myself by enjoying the company and my own company was always received in a more negative way. Sorry to say this, but it's the reality of life sometimes, depending on where you are. But so that dialed down, fast forward to me actually wanting plenty of validation from people. I wanted someone to come and tell me, yo, the vibe, and I'd be like, okay, no, I actually, but if it wasn't there, I'd probably be asking myself, why don't they care about me? Why don't they see me as they see other people? Why don't I have friends? Why don't I know how to make friends? Those many questions. Then one thing that really hit me hard was when it came to relationships. Well, let me give a specific relationship. She in my situation, when I introduce someone to my life and now we get to that deep part, we are probably making out. We are probably spending time together. We are probably chilling. I want to hold you dear. Like, because I was so afraid to lose them that to a point where it got like I'd be paranoid, I'd overthink, I'd be clingy. I know clinginess is like a value some people really like, you know, he's clingy on me, but sometimes it gets to a point where you're like, oh my God, it's now draining. But here's a story before I even start jumping into conclusions and judging on your behalf. So, you know, she comes into my life and she's perfect, like perfect to the flaws, you know, perfect understanding. And then after maybe knowing each other for like a year, now you jump into the next level, you know. But it's not clear whether she wants you, or it's not clear whether she like really, really understands what you want as an individual with them or for them or from them. So you know, it starts off like, nah, it's not gonna be an attachment, you know. But then, as Taylor Swift said, and as many artists out there have said, like Davido, like even Kenyans like Nikita Kering, they always say in their songs and lyrics that the heart wants what it wants, you know. And matters of the heart are very crucial because you need to understand them. And for you to understand them, you need to love yourself so that your heart does not just jump from one Tom, Dick, and Harry to the other, claiming that it's called love or it's called vibing or, you know. So personally, for me, I hold loyalty very dear. That's something that has been with me for the longest time. So you can mess around, you can play around, but for me, that was when I don't have someone. But then, when this particular person, you know, comes into your life, in as much as you really don't understand what's going on, you preserve yourself. You preserve yourself for their time. You preserve yourself to, like, you know, making crazy ass love. Yeah, I had to insist on that to them or with them. But then, all of a sudden, things started switching up, not in a bad way, like realizations and maybe the tolerance. Because personally, as a guy, we have the primal nature to want to take care of a lady, especially if they're in your life, like in your life. You guys know what I mean. Like, you have the primal nature to protect them, provide for them, you know, give them your side that no one else has ever seen. You even look like whole another person. You glow, you're happy, because you know, yeah, at the back of my mind there's this one person who I am work I'm making myself better for myself so that they can see it and, you know, enjoy it. So, you know, you do all that, I did all that, and eventually just it wasn't possible. I don't want to say it wasn't working, but I think the best word to say it wasn't possible, because on my end, I'd give you all, you'd give your all, but on their end, it comes to a point they're like, maybe, because the many conversations have, it's like they're battling with their demons, they're trying to understand why they lie, they don't know what they want, it's always a constant battle between their mind and heart, and, well, as a guy, you tend to agree to disagree. But then it gets to you. Negatively, let me insist on that. Because there's so many, you know, men out there, there's so many people out there, maybe in her circle, who still want the same thing that you are interested in, but maybe have different motives. You don't know. But as a guy, I think you can tell that this person is not really interested in cuffing you, and this other person is interested in, you know, putting the something something in the something something. And sometimes they don't understand. They think you're being intolerant, you're being jealous, clingy, and all that yada yada stuff that basically every human has been instilled in their mind to think about, you know? So when having the conversation, I was like, okay, yeah, I can do that. But then, funny enough, it gets to you without you knowing, and it gets to you like this. Hi, are you available today? Can we link up? I'm like, no, I am have errands to run. Like, yeah, okay. Next time, like, yo, yeah, but I have to cancel 'cause so and so has hit me up and I have to pull up. I mean, like, hold up. You know, for you, you've already imprinted in your mind that you are, you know, in, maybe you guys talk and they try to show you like you come in like you're loyal to me, so I'm loyal to you, so I'm gonna pull up whenever. But then things started switching up, and trying to understand them was hard. So the normal conversations, the random conversations you have, the serious conversations you have, sometimes you argue, you trying to act like a boyfriend or girlfriend to them. But then you just sit down alone and see, you know, flashback and reminisce. You're like, yeah, I know it's hard for you, and I know it's sad to hear this. But sometimes that person just wanted that moment with you. You get what I mean? Maybe it started off like they were vibing, and for a minute there they did fall for you, but then back then they reminisce. Maybe there's this one top ass dude who's been in her life for a long time, and she just can't find the strength to say no to that person and come to you. Maybe it's because they've been together for a very long time, or, you know, history, you know. So what do you do in this situation? What, as a human being, as a person who's probably hurting and trying to understand your feelings, what do you do? Maybe isolate yourself. And the more you isolate yourself, there's still habits you find yourself. It's more of like a breakup. You're still constantly scrolling down. Maybe you've even tried archiving the chats. And but you still constantly go and tap on the screen to see if maybe kuna blue ticks or there are two ticks. It gets to your head before you actually just outgrow that part. You're scrolling, you're checking. The moment they text, you feel the excitement, you get the anxiety, but you're avoiding to call them, even taking a day or two away, but you keep checking your phone to see if they have texted you first so that you can at least reply and be like, oh, at least we've actually talked today. I understand it's a phase, you know, but what does it do to your mental state? You know, it gives you an aura that's like a roller coaster. And you need to understand that no one cares. It's only you and you alone who knows what's best for you. Sorry to say that. Even that person who tells you they think about you, they care about you, and their actions definitely show that they do. At some point in life, they also do realize that they do have their own life and they need to grow. So what do you do about it? Do you just want to sit there and cry? Do you want to sit there and be like, fuck, man, what the hell? Why me? No. Use that as a strength inside you. Just channel it and grow. You know, I recently started talking to new people and I find one very interesting. Yeah, well, we only vibes. I started allowing people to, you know, come into my life and authentically, you know, show them the real self. Because sometimes I'd pretend, you know, I'd be like, yeah, my name is so and so, you know, my parents are vibes, you know, those little white lies that just messed everything up in the long run. And that was good. Tambo, the last time I'm not good at lying. If I lie, I talk too much, and you'll definitely know, like every single where. So I just choose not to because it's too much work. Keeping up a lie, like you say I was here, and then you have to try and remember that you said you were here with no info. Come on, how do you do that? But most people lie. Personally, I do not tolerate like being like it gets on me like whoa. Sijui kwanini, lakini man, like. I think the moment you decide to be like constantly rechecking yourself, loving yourself, vibing with yourself, and just saying like, you know what, I won't lie. It really gets to you, and when you see I think we're termed as overthinkers for people like me. I think also ADHD also pours down to people overthinking and doing things to themselves that, you know, you get the anxiety, your heart beats, probably waking up, or you just sit down somewhere and your heart starts beating for no good reason, and you feel some sort of suffocation and panic in you. And all this transpired in me, like it's not as hard as it was before, because right now I am maybe checking to see if they are replying and stuff. Well, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I can say that I am there yet, but it's hard to give affection to someone who just gives you half of their, one leg is in, the other one is definitely somewhere else, and maybe 70% of them is there and 30% is here, but it's here wholeheartedly, and you just don't understand what they really want from you, with you, to you, for you. There are other adverbs, just add them there, or adjectives, And sometimes the remedy is just you being alone. Not lonely, just take time to yourself alone. I recently hit rock bottom, guys. Like, that time where you're like, okay, I don't think I have any other option but moving forward. Like, the doors have been shut, like they've been locked, they have chains. When you look behind, you're like, okay, the door is hot, so if you touch it, it'll burn. And all you have to do is now face them head on and just go for it. That was my situation recently. And I'm not saying this for you guys to be like, yo, I'm sorry. Nah. Actually, never do it. For me, I cringe. I don't know why I cringe, but I know this, it's genuine sometimes. Not everyone is genuine. Let me just put this out there. But those who are, they do. But that one person you're probably waiting on, they're probably, busy. Yeah. And for me, giving love takes time, but when I do, I am so loyal to you that sometimes I forget myself. And the moment you forget yourself, you are so hooked and addicted that you feel like everything that you do revolves around them. Like, yo, I'm heading out. Okay. Yo, like, I met this person. Okay. Yo, like, I'm angry right now. What should I do? Okay. It gives you some sort of not solace, like a void. But you never realize it, because, I mean, if the other person is still, pulling up and doing stuff, you. Yeah, but personally, for me, we did talk about it. Still do, actually. I basically, being honest, I really don't understand where this heart still lies, So basically, what I'm doing is avoiding such conversations, and avoiding them necessarily. I do get thoughts, and I just talk to myself. And my mantra has always and will always be, my emotions don't control me, I control my emotions. And you should use it, just take deep breaths. What I do, this exercise, is take two hefty breaths, like, and then it reduces, it still does reduce my anxiety, reduces my, keeps my thoughts in check. Because truth be told, learning to love yourself is harder than even getting employment. Like, oh, guys. But all I can say is that if you genuinely feel affection for someone, it's good to show them. And for the other person, it's good for them to sit down and scrutinize themselves so that they can be honest with themselves, and you, that they can tell you before, you start getting into deep and getting all these thoughts in your head. Because you personally genuinely want to be with them. Like, I was ready to cuff this shorty. Yo, hey, you guys. But in life, and life happens, so you just have to move on. That's why I'm telling you, when you get to rock bottom, and I'm not saying this, it's like rock bottom only for relationships. For me, I think it was like for everything. finances, that side of me that was freaky freaky and sensual and loving, you know. So I'm rekindling with my demons. I don't say I battle them, because the more you battle with your, you know, demons, they just become hard. So rekindling, you know, trying to understand them, trying to remember how it felt while they were still in check before everything went away, and your mind is literally like a, it's like a conference room. There's this split personality. There's that other one. There's this is thought telling you this. It's happening all at once, and you're like, okay, I need to shut them up. And this is where you find most people resorting to cutting themselves, like chopping their wrists. Like, not chopping, sorry, but you know, just cutting them, just feeling that pain so that they can concentrate on that, and they're like, okay, yeah, I'm back, I'm back. So I personally, I'm still working on it. And that one person who's in my life, let me not even talk about that right now, because it's really deep. It's intense. I know definitely what Askizoi podcast. Crazy, right? Number one fan, like Guinea Joe. Yeah, it's ironical, guys. So when it gets to such a point, personally for me, it felt like, you know, I need to understand myself. And I re standing also some in Africa, you know, generally, I don't know if it's in all African countries, but the ones I've heard of and probably been to, I have seen the same thing, like in the 254, where the parents born in the 1960s, I don't want to say 1970s, no, mostly, but 1960s to around 1970, there's this cultural thing that comes where employment has to be the way, always the way, retirement when you're 60, get your pension, maybe build a house when you're at that time. But I honestly, ever since I remember, I have been a misfit for such, like, not rebellious, not getting, like, not doing what needs to be done. But when you get to a point, you're like, you know what, this is not for me. I don't feel okay. My mind, my body, my heart keeps pushing me to some direction that I need to work towards. And I confronted my whole, my, you know, my old folks over there, my parents, and it turned into a whole debate, you know, trying to understand yourself, trying to understand them. And then most of these generational parents, they always insist on cultures, they always insist on opening up to them. Sometimes turns into a problem, because even when you express yourself, it seems to be like it's rude, you know, like you don't know how to talk to your parents. Come on. So for me, I decided to just be quiet, shut up, be myself, and just be alone for a while. And this meant that even if I didn't have the finances to keep myself up, I had to think about it. It opened my mind to opportunities and think about things and people. And most of the time, I'm even just like mostly trying to heal the inner child in me. So, for you who's listening to me right now, if you really understand yourself, if you really love yourself, I'd really love some tips. You know, we're all learning here. It doesn't mean that I'm doing a podcast that I'm nimefika Eiffel Tower. I'm a KICC. Nah, scratch KICC. Leave the Eiffel Tower. So maybe you're up there. Nah. I've still haven't gotten there. For me, actually making a podcast means that I'm learning my experience and sharing it with the world. And through that, I also get to, you know, decompress, offload. Yeah, maybe this is my way of offloading. I hope you have your specific way of offloading things, you know. So, you know, when you do all this, you discover that maybe you had a lot of anger in you, a lot of paranoia in you. And as an overthinker, you probably think, like, okay, maybe this is the reason why this person was not really into that. But then you never know, because they only know best the reason as to why they did whatever they did. Love is an interesting feeling, guys, and I feel like most people have not understood it yet. They only say it, they utter it, they live by it, but then, sorry to say, even the religious sometimes do not understand the meaning of love. I know that love is selfless. It's not selfish. It doesn't have conditions or ultimatums that you have to do this so that I can still be around you and stuff. I know people do definitely have to change because change is inevitable. Fixing yourself is inevitable. But also standing your ground is something that is inevitable. So to anyone listening to me out there, I hope you're doing okay. And I hope you understand yourself more. And if you're starting this journey, just know I got you. I hope you understand that sometimes things you want may not necessarily want you back. There's a reason for that. Maybe you have to find a new journey and need to find yourself first before the realization comes to you or them. But I always pose this question: what if it's always too late? Maybe the profession you wanted doesn't find you at that time, but then you become such a big icon, and then they start hitting you up. And vice versa to relationships. Maybe they didn't want you that time. Maybe you didn't have. Maybe they saw. But I know for sure that. Okay, let me stop saying that. But maybe, even in relationships, when you grow and you fix yourself, maybe for dudes, I hear we go to the gym, eh? Do some cardio, meditate, learn some martial arts, or do some sports. When that dials down and your skin starts looking sexy as fuck, even for the ladies, do you know? It's like deja vu. Do you feel like that realization will probably, make your heart understand and reminisce on the memories with, the past memories, which were good? Of course, you reminisce on the good things. Our minds have created a mechanism, or probably individuals have created a mechanism where they tend to forget the hard times and reminisce on the good ones. But then the hard times are always at the back of the mind. Like it always comes. Like probably you just wake up and all of a sudden, like, what the hell? Why did I even recall this? Why? Right now? But I got to understand that everything happens for a reason. Everything transpires for a reason. Your blessing will always come. Trust me, your blessing will always turn up. But then in the middle of it all, you will go through something that even if the creator came, if I call him the creator and the pure one, the light God, if he comes to you and shows you the in-betweens, I bet 90% of us would be like, hell nah. You know what? Let's do this. Can we just fast forward and get to the blessing? 'Cause all this you're showing me is why I cannot handle it. But then the universe can't show you. You have to experience it. You have to learn. Maybe you haven't gotten that milli, billy, trilly on. Trillion, because you still haven't figured out your financial situation, you still haven't figured out to save up, invest, and all that. So, why don't you work on that? Why don't you take self-help books and learn about it? And this applies to everything. All I know is meeting someone, doing something is intentional, it happens for a reason, fam. Always happens for a reason. So my experience right now and how I am right now, I can say that I have learned to harness my, what do we call it? My anxiety. My thought process definitely does think of a specific, yeah, it does think. But all I do is just wait for some reciprocation. And over that time, I just concentrate on myself and always chant my mantras and tell myself, like, It's your life. You should work on yourself. It's their life. They should work on themselves. And if they are definitely gonna come back, they are definitely gonna come back. You know? Because genuinely, you cannot force someone and you cannot force something on someone so that they can be around you or be with you all the time. If they fancy you, they fancy you. If they don't, they don't. Move on. Sometimes it's good to, stick the reality and know that you're a human being who has your own personal life. That Lamborghini you're gonna buy, or that Ferrari, or that Rolls Royce, or that Benz, or that Jeep, or that house you're gonna buy or build, that land you're planning on getting, you will not go to that person to tell them, let's do this together. Not unless they're your wifey or you've already cuffed them. But if you feel like they're still unsure of what they want in life, then why not concentrate on yourself? If they still want to be in your life, give them the chance to be. Give yourself the chance to let them be in your life. But at least, since you've already learned from the experiences and you've learned from the actions, their actions and your actions, then let that be a lesson. Let that be a lesson to you so that you can understand that life sometimes can be unfair. And it is unfair because every single thing that comes your way has a lesson to it. We forget the lesson and think about the experience which was so bad or so good that the lesson just, passes you by from one side of the ear to the other. Guys, loving yourself takes time if you have not nurtured it from a long time. It's interesting how sometimes even that heart that always tells you, yeah, it's the one, it's the one, it's the one. When you sit down and actually have a conversation with yourself, you're like, maybe it was in the moment. Maybe it was in the moment. You start blaming yourself and the whole roller coaster continues. But hey, come on. Don't sweat it. I can say that it does happen, but coming out of it is also something that can happen and will happen if you put your mind to it. So this is my point of view on everything that has transpired in my life. Maybe this is a lesson where you will, get something out of it. I've learned that being your own self is very authentic. I have learned that most of my life I made most enemies than friends. And funny thing, I never realized it until I sat down. I was like, okay, yeah. Creating a small circle is really good, 'cause with the people who tell you the real thing. Real friends make you angry, trust me. Real friends will tell you as it is. I believe personally, this is my personal view, if you have a homie or a friend who's, always calling you for the vibe and not calling you out for something you did and was wrong, and you definitely also feel like it was wrong, or probably you disagree and they share the point of view and you share your point of view and you come in the middle. No way. That's only an acquaintance for the vibes and inshallah. And I'm not apologizing to say that because it's true. That's how I feel. How do you feel about that? Back to my lesson and recap what I've learned. I've learned that everything happens for a reason. I learned that people come into your life and maybe your heart may be really deep into them. Your heart may want them so bad. Every fiber of your being is telling you that this is that person who's gonna bring some stability to you, But then in the middle of it, all things change. That happens also for a reason. There's a lesson in between all that. in the middle of all that chaos, maybe you can't even see the road ahead. There's so much smoke or mist, the ground is cracked. You probably have to keep jumping all over to get to the other side, but that person did the thing for a reason. It happened for a reason. So why not? I was telling myself when it happened, I was all paranoid and crazy. I was like, "Whoa, yo, hold up. Why are you doing this to yourself?" Probably the other person is enjoying their vibe wherever they are, but you are here sobbing. So I got to learn that. I'm okay, I'm what too, bro. Nivo, like, this is it. Things start becoming seamless. Some things probably you see they're not working out. Maybe you're looking for that grind and vibe. But wait. Probably God wants you to first understand why you're going through that. Be strong in yourself. Love your own company. And then after that, then you that door you've really been pushing and opening, because the one behind you probably is coming closer and wants to, like, squeeze you, because maybe it has some spikes at the front. But then you have to take a deep breath, chill, slow down, look at your surrounding. I'm saying this metaphorically, look at your surrounding. And just look for that one thing, that the key to open the door. Because probably you've been fighting so hard, you're hitting that door with a hammer, you're hitting that vibe, you're forcing the vibe, but then you just haven't found the key yet. Maybe the key is in your pocket, maybe it's for people with afros like me, maybe you have it in your hair and you have never thought of checking it. All you do is comb and keep tidy, but you've never thought of checking what's that one part that I need to really master and work on? Not even master, because we continue growing and we learn every single, even in your 70s, you'll still learn if you're open to it, that is. So I am harnessing my chi right now. I am meditating every single night like a mad person. And I'm not saying this waka waka namaste type of stuff, no. But it's just kapo. Just sitting in the darkness in my room, sitting on the carpet down there, looking up and focusing into the darkness. And just letting yourself feel every single feeling that comes. If you're crying, cry. If you're gonna, I'm a very passionate person. So if you're gonna squeeze something, if you're gonna pinch yourself, do it. Just let the process happen. And to those who are with you and keeping you, checking on you, that one person, those two people, that dog you have over there that always licks your face when you're probably about to cry or about to go wild and and go chaotic a little bit. Your heart is beating, your revolt, you're just walking around, you're pacing around. Always appreciate them. And always be honest. If you feel like someone is the one for you, but they also feel like they're not, just talk to them and let them be honest with you. Let them not, for lack of a better word, let them not drag you along the whole time, and maybe, just maybe, they only wanted to be like an acquaintance. My situation is different because they're still in my life, so mine is different. But I'm telling you, like, yo. Figure yourself out. Well, I'm figuring myself out. So, thank you so much for everyone who's been listening in. This is Just Chat Podcast. I know we've been vibing. I know we've been loving it today. And an awesome vibe to you all who've been tuned in. And to Katama, say thank you to anyone who's been. I'm going to look for the Arabic word to use. So, the next time when I come, I'm going to say thank you in Arabic. Trust me. I'm even going to say it in like a hurry. But big shout out to you. Hope you have an awesome time. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to whoever you're listening into. This was Daniel on Just Chat Podcast, and I hope you have a vibe. And as I always say, there is beauty in expression, and success is the best revenge. And I've added a new one. Your emotions don't control you. You control them. So have a good one, guys, and see you on the flip side.